So in our science work here in Class 11 at Turney School, we're starting to really prepare for some of our exams later in the year, and in particular, the entry-level certificate for science, which I think is very tough. Now, I've got a young man from Class 11 who's going to help me out. And so your name, please?
My name is Corey.
Great, we've got Corey. Now, Corey, you've just finished this test paper. How did you find it?
Oh, I found it quite okay.
We've been learning a lot about this area. What is the main part of this area that we've been learning about? What was the test all about?
It was all about genes and genes and chromosomes, nucleus, cells, and DNA.
Yeah, DNA in particular, I think, and all the things that we've been learning about what we inherit and what we don't inherit. Yeah. Now, I'm pleased that you're here, Corey, because I'm going to really struggle on this. You're going to help me out here. What about if we just read through some of these questions and we'll see what answers you've put? So what was the first question, please?
The diagrams show a human cell and its parts. Put them into the correct order of size.
So we've got a picture, and we've got a picture of a chromosome, a cell, a nucleus, and a gene. And we have to order these, so at the top was the biggest, and at the bottom was the smallest. So Corey, the biggest one is, please?
Cell, nucleus, chromosome, gene.
Wonderful. So we're saying the cell is the biggest and the gene is the
smallest.
Wonderful. Right. This question, I had no idea. I'm pleased you've helped me. So if you'd like to read out the second part, please.
Use these numbers to make each sentence correct.
So we've got four numbers that we've been given, and then there was a gap and you put the number in. So if you'd like to read out the sentences, please, and the numbers that you put in.
A human body cell has a total of 46 chromosomes.
Good.
The body cells in females have 22 pairs, which are identical.
Good.
The body cells in males have one odd pair and 23 pairs, which are identical.
That's it. Wonderful. So that's things we've been learning already in this first half of the term at Turney in our science lessons. This was a good question. I like question three. So this was about things that are inherited and things that are environmental. So what does the question say, please, Corey?
Some features are
inherited.
Some are environmental.
Yep.
Environmental. And some are a mixture of both. Fill in each box. Use the letters.
So first of all, Corey, what do we mean if something is inherited? What have you got about yourself that is inherited from your parents?
Your eyes.
Yeah, your eye colours.
Eye colours.
You've got lovely brown eyes. If you wanted to change your eye colour, could you do it?
Yeah, no.
You could maybe get these things like contact lenses, but you can't change properly what your eyes are. Yeah. And then things that are environmental. Can you think of anything? What can you change that could be environmental? Things that you don't get from your parents.
You can change your nose
if you had some plastic surgery. Oh, yeah. But you're kind of born with a nose. And I think what we've got here is some of the examples, and I think you've got these spot on. So the first one here says
accent.
So how you speak. Can you change that?
No. Actually,
you possibly could. I think this could be a mixture. Like if you're like born in London and your parents are speaking a nice Cockney accent, you would probably speak the same. And then, I don't know, if you moved to Scotland and you lived there for 20 years, you might change your accent a bit. Your blood group, can you change your blood group?
No.
From your parents, that's what they've got and that's what you have. Right, here's a good one. This is good for you, Corey. This says,
being good at sport is...
Can you change if you're good at sport or not?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, maybe if you're a bit lazy, say for the first 15 years of your life and you didn't play sport, and then all of a sudden you thought, I know, I'll go to the gym, I'll go running, I'll start playing football. You can learn how to be good at sport. That happens. Yeah. So it's environmental. Wonderful. Right, we're almost out of time. So Corey, that's been amazing. So you've gone through three of these questions from Class 11 and our entry level certificate for science. Thank you for helping me out. I found that tough. All right?
All right.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Cheers. See ya.